Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire, here from Portland, Oregon, live at Town Entertainment and Sports. The fight so far tonight has been tremendous. What are your thoughts at the early
defense
of this
card? Yeah, earlier tonight we saw Daquan Wyatt move his record to 3-0 with three knockouts with a win over Nick the Brick. And then Lorenzo El Matador Caldero made his pro debut with a picked up a victory, first round knockout over Gerald Gregory, who was also making his pro debut. A second round knockout for Daquan and a first round knockout for Lorenzo.
Yeah, you know, my impression of 2 Pound Sports and Entertainment is tremendous. You know, we're in a sold out pack arena. You know, what are your thoughts on the return of Steve Forbes making this return? Former IBF world champion making this return in his own promotion.
Yes, an exciting night. The fans, and to use an old wrestling term, they're hanging from the rafters tonight here in Clackamas at the Armory. Steve is fighting Tabora Steve, but coming out of this intermission, Don, we're gonna get to see a young up and coming talent who's the talk of the Pacific Northwest boxing scene. Victor El Tornado Morales Jr., who's 10-0 right now with 6 knockouts. He'll be taking on Marcelo Gallardo, who's 7-4-2 with 3 knockouts. Should be an exciting fight.
Well, I think it's going to be a tremendous fight, Barry. You know, you look at Victor Morales, 10-0. What a tremendous young prodigy coming up. You know, he's a prospect that everybody's got their eyes on. They're looking at him. You know, he's a humble kid. We had an opportunity to go one-on-one with him last night. What were your thoughts after walking away from that interview coming into tonight's fight?
Yeah, the kid's a humble kid. He's got his beginning being with his dad in his corner. He's definitely he's a youngster in the professional game, but he definitely is a seasoned veteran.
You know, I got to say, when I walked away from that interview last night with him, man, I see the humility, the integrity. I see the heart of a champion coming up. You know, boxing is gaining in retrospect again in the sports world. You know, with humble talent like that, I see it taking off. What are your thoughts with the way Steve Forbes and Christina are putting away, you know, and gaining momentum at the start? They're bringing up tremendous talent that otherwise nobody else in the world can see up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Absolutely. Steve and Christina have done a tremendous job getting out, putting the word out. The fans have definitely responded. You can tell, obviously, by looking around, the fans love boxing. That's why they're here tonight. They're here for the return of Steve 2 Pound Forbes in his 50th professional fight, coming back to his own hometown.
Oh, yeah. You know, what a tremendous night it's going to be. You know, when it's all said and done, to make your return in your hometown has to be tremendous. You know, we had an opportunity to speak with a former IBF world champion last night at dinner. You know, he couldn't be more relaxed. He couldn't be more ready to go. What are your thoughts when you look at not the man but the warrior behind the 2 Pound aspect?
Yeah, Steve's a pretty cool customer. He's definitely been here before. He's got the experience. He's not going. This moment is not going to be too big for him. Being back in his hometown, he's going to be feeling no pressure. Like I said, he's a veteran of the sport. This moment will not be too big. I expect a tremendous performance in front of his hometown fans. And Christina, from the promoter's aspect, has done everything that she can add to make a successful promotion and a successful event here tonight.
almost definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a packed arena. I mean, wall to wall, people standing on a seat left. You know, when you look at the Pacific Northwest, you usually don't think of professional boxing. But 2 pounds sports entertainment truly has brought that aspect back. You know, I got to say, you know, weigh-ins yesterday, I was extremely ecstatic. You know, we got to meet some great people. You know, Jamie Hewitt, Tough 17, came all the way up from Las Vegas to partake in this event. We've met tremendous people. What are your thoughts on how they're handling this aspect, bringing the sport, and truly, in my thoughts and in my mind, reinvigorating the sport in the Pacific Northwest?
Absolutely. And the way, and I will give props to, out of everyone that we've met, all the stars, all the celebrities, I want to give a shout out to the Oregon Athletic Commission, who have been absolutely phenomenal. They've been absolutely cool. The way they handle things is so professional. And I want to give them a big shout out for this event taking place out here and knowing the importance of it as well.
Almost definitely. You know, I, for one, you know, have been in this business for 23 years. I've dealt with multiple commissions. I got to say, by far, this is one of the most tremendous commissions I've ever had the opportunity to work with. You know, polite, caring. But you know what? You look at the aspects of how they give the fighters the time to get the weight down. They care about the fighters. You know, it's an aspect that you truly don't see nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of commissions, like you said, if you don't make weight, that's too bad. You just lost 20% of your purse. Out here, they give the fighter every opportunity within the guidelines, within the rules, to safely make weight and to be able to keep their money and put on a great fight.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to say, you know, when we made well, for me, it was 39 hours. For you, it was 29 or 30, whatever it is. You know, when we made the trek out here, I didn't know what to expect. You know, we get out here, and I got to tell you, Noah, this is going to be the first of many trips for me because the professionalism from, like you said, the commission all the way up to the ring announcers to just everybody that is involved with this promotion is truly top-notch. And, you know, I got to say, I need the new respect. I think the Pacific Northwest really has put a foothold in boxing. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the way the promotion has gone, it's grown every show, and I think that's a testament to Steve and Christina, or Christina and Steve, because when she's fighting, Christina handles the truckload of the promotion side. So I definitely think for her to step in, and this is her third show under her belt, proves their grit and their determination to bring boxing back to Florida.
Most definitely. You know, I got to tell you, buddy, I'm sitting here with anticipation. You know, it's been a long layoff for Steve Forbes. What do you expect in the veracity? You know, we talked to his trainer. We interviewed her earlier. You know, she said she saw the heart, the fire, the determination of a former IBF world champion and Steve Forbes. You know, and I got to say, at dinner last night, I couldn't have saw a more relaxed, in-tune, focused fighter. What were your takeaways from the last day or two, you know, as far as the man himself preparing to come back into the ring ever since the long layoff?
Yeah, you know, we talked to him last night. He mentioned he had it in his head that he was going to make this comeback. He's going to make this run. He's supremely confident. It's like he's got the fire back in his heart, in his spirit, that this is what he wants to do. And in boxing, you can't half-ass this sport. You can't half-ass box. And he's in it full bore. He's in this for the long haul. Like I said, I expect a tremendous showing out of him tonight.
Almost definitely. You know, now, I got to play the devil's advocate here. You know, we talked to Steve. He's a good friend of mine, and Steve, don't take this wrong, brother, but, you know, when you look at the 40-plus pound weight cut, yeah, it was done gradually, it was done over time, but do you think that's going to be an aspect that maybe reflects the outcome of this fight tonight?
You know, I really don't know. I think Steve's comfortable at this weight. He's fighting Dwarf Peach. He's given away some height and some reach here against Tavoris. Tavoris has fought a lot of up-and-coming prospects, and he's shown he's durable. He's a tough fighter. This isn't a tomato can getting in the ring with Steve tonight. It's a guy who's there to win, and Steve's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to show that some of the old Steve Forbes that he is back and, you know, show this kid that he's going to take into school.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. You know, I kind of want to take a step back to the co-main. Victor Morales Jr., El Tornado. You know, I got to tell you, this kid's 10-0. You know, we spoke with his family today. You know, we interviewed him last night. We spoke with his family members today. They said they've never seen such an outspoken young man in them. And they're his family. You know, he's excited. He's pumped. You know, I believe it's the second fight as a pro. Have you ever seen such a mature old soul, such a young boxer?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the kid definitely has a seasoned veteran mentality. And I can tell you, people, half of this crowd is here for this young man. And when he comes out, the roof is going to blow off the Clackamas Armory, because they are here to support this young man, and he has a tremendous following here at home. And this is his first fight at home as a professional, and Steve's 50th. So it's definitely a special night for the Portland area boxing community.
You know, this is his first fight in quite a while on Portland soil, fighting in front of his hometown. You know, he stepped away to train under Freddie Roach. You know, Freddie Roach has made a remarkable, tremendous incline in this young man. You know, you look at his last fight. You know, he comes out with a first round knockout. You know, what do you expect coming from Freddie Roach's camp? What do you think they've instilled in him and prepared him for tonight's event?
Well, he's been down there working with Freddie Roach and Buddy McGirt, like you mentioned to us last night. And you can't do nothing but help but learn from those type of people. And he is down there picking up knowledge from Sean Porter down the list. He's there, like I said, the kid's down there to be a professional fighter. He's not down there just to be another guy. The kid wants to be a champion. He wants to be a world champion. And he is putting the work in.
Almost definitely. He's already proven it. You know, he's 10-0. You know, I got to tell you, the fights so far tonight, you know, we didn't go live for the early fights because, you know, we're only allotted so much radio time. And we apologize to the listeners for that. But, you know, I got to say, from start to finish so far in tonight's fight, I haven't been dissatisfied. You know, I look at every aspect of every fight that I've ever been to. And I got to say, tonight has been a so special occasion. When they made a match, I'm getting all hyped up here, fans. You know, but when they put this card together, I think they truly looked at the matchmaking aspect and made a well-defined chart. What are your thoughts on that aspect?
Yeah, they obviously matched the fighters up well. All the fights have been very exciting. The first fight went the distance tonight, and it was an action-packed fight. A lot of good give-and-take action. And the fans have been into this event from the opening bell. So it's definitely looking good for tonight's co-main and main event, because the fans are whipped up into a frenzy from these earlier bouts.
Yeah. You know, I have to agree with you. You know, I want to take a step back to Caldera. You know, it was a hell of a fight. You know, if you blink, you missed the fight. What are your thoughts about the future of this young man?
Yeah, Lorenzo Caldera, he came out and like a tremendous student of the game, He listened to his trainer, Holly McConnell. He started early trying to establish the jab and then attack the body and did a phenomenal job. Got Gerald Gregory out of there in under 2 minutes, I believe, and did it in a professional way.
Most definitely. You know, and you know, a lot of these fighters on tonight's card are global and world champion Molly McConnell. You know, like I said earlier, we interviewed her, we got her thoughts. You know, how often, and I think it's a remarkable aspect, when you see somebody of that caliber that listens to the fighters, takes them where they want to go. How often in your years of boxing have you seen that or experienced that through a trainer?
Well, it's not very often. Like, you know, and especially a female in the boxing game, there hasn't been very many, okay? And you have this young, you know, you have Molly in here who's a former world champion herself, and it shows how much trust the fighters put into her training and her teaching as they willingly listen to her and understand that she is pushing them in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you, Barry. You know, when I interviewed Molly McConnell this afternoon, I got a totally different interview than what I thought I was going to get. You know, I thought I was going to get a grit and grime interview. Instead, I got the formulated aspect of a true veteran of the sport. You know, we spoke about how Steve Forbes, you know, came to her and came with this idea of making a return to the ring. And she told him to take some time and think about it. And he said, you know what, this is what I truly want to do. You know, it's a rarity for a fighter over 40 to make a return to the boxing world. What are your thoughts on that aspect with the age? Do you think it's going to play a difference in tonight's fight?
No, because like I said, Steve knew that he was going to do this. He took the appropriate allotted time. And even Christine said you could see the rust coming off of him the more he got into training. And like I said, tonight, in front of his hometown, I think he puts on a show for the fans.
Almost definitely. And, you know, I love the fact that he's doing it in Portland. You know, a lot of promoters would say, I'm not going to sink my money into the Pacific Northwest, you know, the scene isn't that big. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I'm looking at a sold-out house, truly packed. But you know, Barry, you know, on a comical essence, you know, I kind of want to take you, you know, the listeners there. There's a gentleman that walked by earlier. He happens to be one of the judges. I can swear to God he was a doppelganger, a dead banger for Mills Lane. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he absolutely was. We're getting ready, coming back from intermission for the co-main event here. And like I said, the roof's going to blow off the place when morale comes out.
You know what? Portland and the whole country, and I guess you can actually say the world because we're a syndicated show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do some commentary here. We're going to get ready for this next fight. I tell you what, Barry, I usually don't do this. I'm biased, but I got to tell you, man, I'm rooting for Victor Morales.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He definitely is the fan favorite here for this crowd.
Yeah. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go. We're going to give a brief moment of silence so Garrett can get in there. But, Garrett, before we do, you had an opportunity to speak with Garrett. You know, a wrestler, a ring announcer, a jiu-jitsu practitioner. I mean, I think the way this promotion is doing it is top-notch. I have not seen a promotion in its third event be such a professional aspect and bring such a tremendous, you know, how can you say it, persona to the sport of boxing.
Yeah, Garrett definitely is a top-notch guy. I look forward to talking with him more. He's definitely a tremendous announcer here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for the Victor Morales fight. I tell you what, I'm kind of psyched about it.
Here comes Marcelo Delano, a young man that battled last night to make weight, and he eventually did at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I've never seen it before in the sport where you stand on your head and have your legs, rub your legs down. And, you know, I never lose. You lose weight that way. You know, have you ever seen that aspect of the sport before, Barry?
Oh, absolutely not. But like I said, the commission allowed him to have every opportunity to make weight safely and within the guidelines.
Yeah, you know, we talk about professionalism. We've been talking about professionalism. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't know if you can hear it, but hopefully you can. Barry, my thoughts, if this is your full-time job, you know, you got to come in on with it. You gotta be there. This is your job. You're a professional. What are your thoughts when a fighter doesn't come in on point?
Well, it's definitely unprofessional. Like I said, the roof's blown off this place. You probably can't hear it. Fans have their phones out and recording with kids. They definitely have huge expectations for him. And here he comes. The young man's pumped. He's ready for tonight's action.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready for some action. Victor Morales Jr. is stepping into the ring. I gotta tell you, he looks so elated. He looks tremendous. You know, I think this is gonna be a hell of a fight. This may be our fight of the night.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, Marcelo Gallardo is not, you know, he's not a scrub. He's out here, he's a durable fighter. He proved his worth last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, I definitely, like I said earlier, I think, you know, the matchmaking on this tonight's fight, this card was tremendous. You know, hands off to the matchmakers in this fight. You know, I got to tell you, though, I am elated.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this fight is going to be a barn burner for as long as it lasts.
Yeah, we're gonna take a brief moment of silence so the fight is gonna be announced, and once the fight starts, we'll start a commentary.
And now this is the moment.
Entertainment. I mean, we're getting ready for the Victor Morales Marcelo Gallardo fight. I tell you what, they're getting ready to touch gloves. Barry, how anticipated are you? How stoked are you for this fight to start, brother?
Yeah, this is going to be an exciting fight, like I said. I don't think the crowd's going to be sitting down very long. As you can tell, the fans are already in, so you can hear it through our microphone, so I don't even know if we're getting even through here.
Most definitely. It's truly a loud. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Morales is looking tight. He's got Gallardo in the corner. You know, I tell you what, Barry, I'm sitting here highly stoked about this event.
Yeah, Morales is pressing the action right now. He's calm, cool. He's walking him down early. Just You can hear Gallardo's trainers in the microphone. Oh, nice left hook right there. Well, like I said, walking
viendo,
down.
Déjalo, que trabaje,
staying
vamos.
Poised in the ring.
Yeah, the respect is there. Beautiful right uppercut by Morales. You know, the respect is there, brother. The respect is there.
He's talking to Gab. If you watch his feet, he's keeping that left foot inside of the left foot of the
arm.
Keeping him in range. Beautiful left of the body. He's all over him here. So Florida's taking a good shot, though.
You know, I got to tell you, the professionalism of Morales is there. You know, you can see the experience difference in such a young fighter compared to the long they can hear us. We're in the corner. Yeah,
he's got a corner. He has an absolute. This is our first time seeing Morales fly. The kid has a piston jab. I mean, a very efficient jab. And he goes to the body like a true vet.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can't even speak tonight, but I'm so elated. I got to agree with you. You know, Morales is looking more like the seasoned pro.
I mean, he's seeing everything. Gallardo is a slower fighter. Morales is super fast. Like I said, the jab is just piston-like. Beautiful hook. Like I said, with every final fight, we're going crazy for Morales. Gallardo is truly in enemy territory tonight.
Oh, yeah, I got to say, I love the jab by Morales. He's done in the first round. You know, but Gallardo's not backing down. Gallardo has the heart of a champion also. You know, this fight was truly matched up. But that jab of Morales is tremendous.
Yeah, like I said, that's going to be the key to this fight. I think in the later round, if Morales doesn't catch him, he's breaking him down beautifully with solid jab and beautiful shots to the body.
Oh, most definitely. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could be in the tennis with us. Morales and Gallardo are going toe to toe right now.
I'm going to give this first round to Morales. Take purely off his jab and his body work. But Gallardo is a tough guy. He's still in there. And he's trying to pace himself, I believe, after the tough weight cut.
You know, I got to agree with you there. He went through a hell of a weight cut, but. You know, my takeaway from the first round was, you know what, he's game, he's a game opponent. You know, he did lose the first round, but by no means was he a slouch. No means did he back down. I tell you what, the second round is highly anticipated in my heart.
Yeah, he absolutely took some good shots from Morales. But Morales, even when he thought he had him hurt, he stayed composed and poised. And stayed steady on the jab and went for the body. It's very effective.
You know, how often have you seen that in such a young fighter like Morales? You know, we've been at several events. I've been in boxing for, you know, most of my life in my career. You know, I've never seen such a young fighter be so composed. How surprised are you to see that in such a young fighter?
Well, he's been boxing for 14 years now, like you told us last night. So he's seen it all. Nothing's new to him. This is just another way for him to try to accomplish his goal of being a world champion.
Morales Gallardo falls back with a jab in the zone. The exchange is crazy. You know, these two men are tremendously talented.
Yeah, this fight, if he held the fight, beautiful left to the body followed by a right hook by Morales. Beautiful
right into
the body.
Yeah, it's kind of toe-to-toe. Oh, I got to agree with you there, Barry. You know, Gallardo's standing with him. He's not slouch. He's not afraid. Oh, nice uppercut by Morales.
But Gallardo is right there. He keeps coming.
Oh, Gallardo is actually the aggressive one, too. Oh, Morales caught him with a nice left hook.
got him right above us there.
Yeah!
Morales takes it though very well.
Yes!
Gallardo has a lot of kick. I got to go.
Gallardo's got some energy here. And like I said, this goes back to the matchmaking that this team put together. Awesome, beautiful efforts for the body but like I said, Gallardo is a tough dude. He's taking all his punishment and still firing off some of his own.
Oh, yeah, he's the aggressor. Oh, he's a beautiful exchange. Coming out with the better punches than the Christopher punches. But Gallardo isn't back. He throws a nice right hook to the kidney himself.
A beautiful overhand left.
I see two warriors, you know, that are determined to win this fight.
Absolutely, but right there, I just seen something. Gallardo reaching with the jab, and I think later on in the fight, after some accumulated punishment, Morales could catch him with the right hand.
Almost definitely. Oh, even exchange here. The last 10 seconds of the round, I tell you what, I gotta say that was pretty even round. The Royal had Morales hurt at the end of the round.
He took a shot. Like I said, this has been an all-out war between the two guys for the first two rounds.
Barry, I gotta tell you, I got it 1-1. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I give Morales the first round. I give Gallardo the second round.
I got it 1-1 Morales, 1 even. I thought that was the second round was pretty even. And Morales looking in the corners, they're rubbing Gallardo's legs down right now, trying to get the blood flowing. Morales' dad, Victor Sr., giving his son guidance, letting him know what he sees and what he expects in this third round.
I tell you what, if the next 6 rounds, if it goes 6 rounds, which I don't think it's going to do, I got to tell you, if it continues at this pace, these two men are going to get fight of the night, in my opinion.
Absolutely, and I think if it continues at this pace, will the weight cut play into effect here on Gallardo?
Here we go, round 3, ladies and gentlemen. Both men standing toe-to-toe, neither one of them backing down, neither one of them over a race. Gallardo with the right to the body.
Oh, that was a beautiful inside left hook there by Morales. He's right back to work in the jab. Oh, beautiful left. There's that right hand. Gets him fighting back here. Boom.
You know, the exchanges are pretty even right now. I got to say, Morales is getting better with the punches.
Yeah, I think Morales is the heavier puncher and will that way on Gallardo. Almost into a lapse right there, Don.
Yeah, I've got to say, you know, I had to jump back in my seat. I thought they were coming to the ropes at us. Ladies and gentlemen, they're just totally going toe-to-toe right now. You know, both these gentlemen want this fight. You know, Gallardo wants to make Morales record with him for a low blow there.
Ref runs in for a low blow.
They're still standing toe-to-toe. You know, I would say both of them are fearless at this point.
Yeah, Vic is definitely the heavier contrary to Gallardo's face is starting to show markings. So we'll see if he can continue to take the punishment throughout the
You know, Barry, I've got to tell you, the heart of Gallardo is amazing.
Oh, beautiful left hook. There's that right hand where he just pulled that push back. Referee lets it go.
Yeah, you know, but in a fight like this, I can't see the ref.
Beautiful right up the top. Absolutely. There's that right over top of that left. When Morales throws the left hook to the body, Gallardo drops his right hand.
Oh, nice.
They're going to fight back. Beautiful. And like I said, if you notice, Morales is footwork. He keeps that left right inside.
You know, I got to tell you, the heart of Suarez was amazing.
Hey, Morales
has got the crystal cleaner punches. But the neither one of them back in. Oh, a hell of a beauty.
Let's hook by Morales and Suarez.
I
guess this is a
beautiful fight.
No,
neither fighter is backing down, Barry.
He's starting to catch him with that right hand now. The larder corner's got to tell him. Like I said, they got to tell him.
I got to like I say, I love this fifth jab by
Morales.
Oh, almost won our last game, ladies and gentlemen.
Morales is obviously the bigger fighter. He's wearing on him, pushing him around the ring. This is Morales now. I definitely gave this to Morales. He's starting to mark Gallardo up here. But Gallardo is taken.
You know, I got to agree with you, Barry. I think this round was for Morales. But you know what? I got to admire the heart of Gallardo. You know, he's not backing down. You know, the exchanges are heated. You know, but Morales is throwing the stiffer, the harder punches, but the heart of Gallardo is tremendous.
Absolutely. Gallardo is making a tremendous account of himself here tonight, and nothing but respect to this young man. After we personally witnessed the weight cut, and then to come out and put on a firefight like this is absolutely a testament to his condition.
Oh, you know, I gotta wholeheartedly agree with you. I tell you what, you know, he made several attempts to catch his weight last night. He finally did. You know, you would expect him to come in tonight exhausted. You know, he was the first one down there to eat breakfast in the morning and to rehydrate. But I didn't expect a war like this.
Absolutely. This is phenomenal.
You know, ladies.
These two young men, there's a big one took for Morales to open up this fourth round.
You know, I gotta tell you, the heart of these two warriors standing toe-to-toe. You know, even more Morales is getting better in the fight. Gallardo's still being
fast. Absolutely, he's walking him down, but in the immortal words, the form is fighting Gallardo. You can't follow a puncher around. But this is definitely the sternest test of the young Victor Morales' career.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to say it's one of the biggest tests of his career, but he's standing up. He's taking it. You know, he's still sitting back. I think he's waiting for that moment. I think he's waiting for that one touch to totally take Gallardo down, but you can't do that in a fight like this.
No, I think he's setting up. He's obviously seen what I saw earlier.
Oh.
There it is.
Gallardo made it. But
he's starting to reach again. Gets caught again with a big right hand. He's just throwing out. Gallardo is throwing caution to the wind. That hook hurt him. Let's see how well he's doing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think Gallardo's hurt now. You know, I think Morales after that last exchange has him hurt.
He's putting pressure on Morales. There's a reaching against that jab. Morales counters with a big right hand. There's a nice right hand by Gallardo, left hook by Morales. I mean, they're in the corner, folks. They're just slugging.
You know, I got to tell you, the two young men, the veracity of the punches is tremendous.
Yes. Oh,
beautiful left hook. Right on the button. He's taking some bombs right now, Gallardo, and he's still coming forward. What a testament to this youngster.
Oh, I got to agree with you, but if Gallardo don't get his hands up and he keeps coming forward, Morales is going to just take the fight.
Beautiful, beautiful defense right there. The referee inadvertently got in the way of the action. Beautiful right hand, left hook for the body.
Right over here by Morales.
Big right hand, he's right above
him. He's going to go down.
Jumping bomb. He fires back. The crowd's going wild. There's a hold. Like I said, the poise of this young Victor Morales is absolutely amazing.
Hey, I got to tell you, the chin of Gallardo is absolutely amazing, brother.
I agree. He is taking some absolute shots.
You know, the fans in attendance are on the edge of the seat. Oh, the water goes down. Oh, it's a slip. You know, I gotta tell you though, it was the left. It was the left that took him down, but he slipped on a foot.
Yeah, it was a slip. Wasn't a soft shot.
You know, this has truly got to be one of the biggest tests of Morales' career thus far.
Oh, absolutely, it is. And he is holding up well. When he had him hurt, he attacked. When he saw he wasn't going to be able to get him out of there, he backed off, kept his poise and his composure, and showed what a true ring general he is at such a young age of 21 years old.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could be here in attendance. These two young men, you know, I got to call them gladiators. I tell you what, you know, you look at MMA, and it's a tremendous retribute. But you look at these young men that have stepped up in the sweet time tonight. You know, thus far, you look at the fight. Gallardo is the aggressor, but he's not throwing with the veracity of Morales. But you got to give him that, the heart and the determination. You know, after that weight cut, he's supposed to win this fight. But I tell you what, I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat in anticipation.
Yeah, I have it. Three rounds now, one even, coming into the fifth round here. Back to the jab by Morales. I'd like to see him get on that more. I think he'd make this a lot easier. But as a fan-friendly fight, I think they're going to continue to fight the way they have been. Beautiful right hand again. That's been just his money shot, that right overhand right.
I got to agree with you. That was a beautiful exchange.
The left of the body and the overhand right is worth one.
You know, the jab of Morales is starting to wear on Gallardo's face.
Yeah, Gallardo, though, still being the aggressor, still moving forward. Morales showing tremendous counterpunching ability.
Oh, I have a good eye for you. You know, he's showing a high level of young man on.
Yeah, vamos.
Nice left hook by Gallardo.
Oh, there it is again. Left to the body, right hook, followed by left. Yeah, he threw in a left hook this time for the combination. In case Gallardo was trying to set up a contact.
Nice right by Gallardo, and left to the body.
No, and Gallardo's walking in with his head first. He's not jabbing his way in. He's slowed a little bit in this round.
You know, I gotta tell you, he reminds me of a young James Story, but a smaller version.
I think Tony's defense is a little better at this point than where Morales is at this point. But the left hook and the right hand are just it's making it. One-sided beat down right now. Beautiful combination.
Gallardo's still coming forward.
Gallardo's got a chin on him, folks. I'm telling you that.
Oh, I think if anybody else would have been in the ring tonight, Gallardo would have been down. Nice left to the body into the head.
Left to the body. There's that right hand falls up. I think that's going to be the ending combination if there is one.
Oh, I got to agree with you, Barry. You know, Gallardo's coming back with something positive, but I see the power of the veracity slowing down. You know, I'd like to see the jab from Morales a little bit more.
Gallardo looks off to his corner for instruction. And Morales,
a tremendous right hook. Tremendous. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could be here. This is one hell of a war between two young men.
Yeah. Gallardo has a phenomenal chin. This dude is, they spill water all over the corner. Morales is definitely the fresher fighter here. Gallardo's taking a heck of a pounding, but he's still there. He's still moving forward. Which is very impressive.
Oh, I got to tell you, you know, Barry, the heart and the determination of Gallardo is there, but you got to give it to Morales. The veracity of the punches that are coming now, And, you know, he hasn't lost any pep in his punch.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes with being composed and being in supreme condition. He right now looks like he could go another 6-8 rounds if he had to.
You know, you sit here in between rounds and you look back to our interview last night. I got to tell you, Freddie Roach has taken this young man and taught him a lot of tremendous knowledge.
Well, I don't know how many times you've been down with Freddie, but his dad has obviously worked with him a ton, and they have such a bond between the two that he has complete trust in what his dad's telling him.
Oh, I got to tell you, the combinations that he's showing now are just setting Gallardo back a step or two.
Yeah, he's starting to set down on his punches. I think he realizes some of the steam is coming off Gallardo's punches, and he's feeling definitely like he's in full command of this fight right now.
Oh, I got to agree with you, Barry. You know, he standing toe-to-toe. Oh, what a beautiful right and a left of the head. You know, I got to tell you, Morales is looking like he can go another 15 rounds.
Beautiful right hand.
I got to agree with you. And it was Gusev appearing under the left eye of Gallardo. I think the veracity of the punches from Morales is really starting to take its toll.
Absolutely. Just got hit with a nice job of blood off that right hand. Gallardo, I think, took his first step back of the whole fight right there.
Yeah.
Oh, but he comes back with a left of his own.
He's just eating shots there.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, Morales' last fight didn't get past the first round. You know, Gallardo has the heart of a champion, but I think, I got to tell you right now, I think Morales is just picking up a mark.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes to show that Morales stays in top condition. This goes back to his conditioning. He's not expecting to knock out the first round. If the times it comes, if not, he's trained to go the distance.
You know, when we talked to him last night, oh, beautiful left of the head. When we talked to him last night, he said he was ready to go the whole way. And I believe it. I got to tell you.
He's smiling at him. I think he realizes. Beautiful shot. And like I said, you truly get to know a person when you're in their trading punches, when you're swinging left. And these two gentlemen are staggering. Very tough. In the corner.
Oh,
boom. Big right hand.
Oh, I think the Lord is going to be down in the moment.
10 seconds.
Get the ball.
Possibly saved by the bell here.
Oh, yeah, I have to agree with you.
There's the bell to end the set.
Oh, he spits the mouth full of blood.
What a fight. I mean, as you can hear, the fans are going absolutely nuts. Here.
You know, I'm absolutely going nuts. You know, I didn't expect this. You know, you come to the Pacific Northwest, you don't expect to see a fight of this caliber.
Oh, absolutely. This has been back and forth the whole way. I mean, I'm absolutely impressed by both of these guys. Morales, the true up-and-coming prospect, and then you get a guy in here like Marcelo Gallardo, who is here to play spoiler. He's not going to lay down for Victor and let him have an easy win. They're both earning their money tonight, and I tip my hat to him.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I look at Gallardo, and I see the veracity of his mind slowing down. I don't see any power behind him. You know, but I do see Morales gaining momentum. I see the power from Morales, you know, increasing. You know, I think he's just now getting a second win.
Well, as you know, I told this youngster during our being checked by the doctor right now.
Oh. You know, and then he would have nothing to be ashamed of if the doctor stopped the fight at this point. He went toe-to-toe with him every round.
They're going to let it continue. They're absolutely going to let it continue. Like I said, he's taking some big shots here.
You know, Morello is getting pressure and pressure, and Gallardo is fading.
Yeah, the body, the early body work is pretty good. Big shot right there.
Oh, another here.
Boom, he's on it. Oh, big right hand. Gallardo's going to go out on his shield, folks. And there's another huge right hand by Morales. You got it. Look, but look, the poise of this young man to realize I'm not going to gas myself out. Reset, reload, and come back firing. Gallardo fires back. What a warrior.
I got to agree with you, Barry. You know, Gallardo's a hell of a warrior. He's getting beaten down, but he's still coming forward. You know, that shows the heart of a champion.
Oh, absolutely. Both fighters giving their all here. Morales, this is probably the best fight he's ever had. And he's proven to himself he can do it against a top-level opponent like Gallardo.
Oh, most definitely. Gallardo's left eye absolutely almost shut now. You know, Morales
there it is.
Tremendous uppercut.
He sat down on that combination, left hook to the body, left hook to the head, right uppercut.
You know, I got to tell you, these two young men have truly impressed me. You know, Morales, especially, you know, it seems like the longer the fight goes on, the more pressure he's getting.
Well, I definitely told him last night he had to slay me, and he is definitely slaying me as being the fighter of the night because he has showcased all of his skills tonight. And it's absolutely impressive to watch a young man put on a performance like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, you expect the seasoned veteran to put on a performance like this, but not two up-and-coming prospects.
Oh, absolutely. And this kid's just definitely becoming one of my favorite fighters. He's a fan-friendly fighter. That mouth under Gallardo's left eye is starting to swell with that right hand. And he just eats another. And like I said earlier, I think the right hand's going to be the decisive shot in this fight. But Gallardo refuses to go down.
Oh, absolutely. Raheem Morales with a kick. Referee warns him. I got to tell you, though, you know, in a battle like this, you got to expect this type of athlete.
Oh, it's an absolute war of attrition. There's a right uppercut. Staggers Gallardo, but again, right back to pressing the action.
You know, I wish I had half the heart of Gallardo. Gallardo is just getting annihilated.
Oh, there's a right hand. Sends him into the referee looking like he's going to stop it.
Oh, it's over,
there,
ladies and gentlemen.
A tremendous amount of punishment, and the crowd goes wild. Morales put on an absolute performance tonight.
I got to tell you what, the father of Mickey Morales Sr. belated, hugging his son in the center of the ring. Very, in my thoughts and my opinion, that was the fight of the night.
Absolutely. That was a tremendous battle. Both sides.
I got to tell you, here that was. Tremendous fight, sir.
Good fight. Yeah. Absolutely impressive. The kid comes out first time fighting in Portland as a professional and absolutely had a tremendous, tremendous fight. But you can't have a fight of the night type of fight without a tremendous opponent. All the kudos to Gallardo tonight. He put on a hell of a show and showed tremendous heart. And the kid did not want to stop. The referee stopped it. He refused to go down. What a warrior, both of these young men.
Oh, you know, I have to agree with you, Barry. You know, you looked at the way the fight started. Gallardo was the aggressor. You know, he continued to be the aggressor throughout the entire fight until it stopped. You know, when you look at the fight now that it's over, have you ever seen a young man that had that type of heart so early in his career?
I mean, you have special fighters coming through the ranks, but very rarely, like I said, do you get the poise and the composure and the know-how to get the job done, to get where you're going, like a Victor Morales Jr. A tremendous, tremendous fight tonight. Like I said, my hat's off to both of these guys.
Almost definitely. My hat's off to both of them, but my hat's especially off to Steve Forbes at 2 pounds, sports and entertainment. I tell you what, the matchmakers did a hell of a job on this fight tonight.
They did, but Steve definitely put the pressure on himself because he has to follow this fight, and that's a lot of pressure. So definitely he's going to be feeling it. But like I said, Steve's a cool customer, and much respect to this youngster right now.
Oh, most definitely. I got to tell you, you know, Steve's probably sitting in the back on watching the fight on the television. And I got to tell you, he's probably thinking to himself, now how am I going to come out and follow this performance? You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a true honor for us to be here at 2 Pound Sports and Entertainment. I got to tell you, I've never seen two young, tremendous fighters this early in the career. I got to tell you, Morales doesn't look like he went more than two rounds. Barry, what are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the kid looks fresh. Like I said, I think he could have fought 12 or 15 rounds tonight. And like I said earlier, in the mortal words of George Foreman, you cannot follow a puncher around. This kid's got heavy hands, and he definitely, you know, as it went on later in the fight, you could tell that the accumulated punishment was wearing more.
You know, I got to take my hat off to Morales, you know, Victor Morales Sr., the work, the ethic that he instilled in this young man is tremendous.
Oh, absolutely. He's getting ready to talk to his public right now. And he's definitely excited. Kid doesn't really have a mark on him. He's a phenomenal fighter.
No. I got to tell you, you know, I'm sitting back here, and I'd like to get another 5 or 6 rounds out of him and DeLorto. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But that was the mentality that they brought to this fight tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to let this young man speak here to the crowd.
Tremendous, tremendous here.
Absolutely. They're right by us. They're tremendous, tremendous guys. He's humble enough to think, you know, Steve Forbes is such a tremendous card. And like I said, the kids all class. As you can hear, the fans are going wild for their hometown boy.
And you can't blame them after a performance like that.
Absolutely. The kid put on a hell of a show tonight. He's an absolute warrior.
You know, I wasn't a fan before, but I really got to say, I'm really, really a fan now. I'm going to follow everything. Next Thursday, this year, I'm going to be on the syndicated show. And I'm
absolutely. I'm even more excited. I mean, when you watch it on YouTube, when you see clips, you can become a fan, but when you get to experience it live, especially a performance like this, it's truly something special, and it makes you a fan of this young man, especially after the conversation we had with him.
You know, I sit back and I sit in my chair and I look back at the confidence that he exuded in that interview. He came in here tonight and he showed it tenfold.
Yeah, they're getting pictures. Like I said, I'm looking up in the locker room area, and I see Steve 2 Pound Forbes. He's gloved up. He's robed up. He'll be making his walk to the ring for his 50th professional fight here very shortly.
Almost definitely. You know, I'm sitting here. You know, I got to tell you, I've been looking forward to this for quite some time. And to get the opportunity to be here for the return of 2 Pound, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. I mean, when I was a 17, 18-year-old kid, did I ever think I'd, you know, come from Ohio, get to see a champion like Steve Ford, you know, fight live professionally? No, absolutely not. So I'm ecstatic and can't wait for that.
You know, you look at the career of Steve Forbes, it's been tremendous. You know, a lot
here's
of people...
Hold on.
I guess we're going to go...
Here's the 50-50.
We're going to do the 50-50, and I think they may bring us in now.
They're not doing it till post-show.
Oh, till post-show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing the fight of the night. Pick ourselves, me and Barry. Oh, one fell on the ground, so they're going to have to go with it. You know, you see Steve Forbes up there in the locker room. I tell you, you know, what do you think goes through the heart of a world champion making his return just moments away from his body?
Well, like I said again, all the doubts will leave your mind once you make that ring walk. I think he's up there looking supremely confident, and I think this is going to be a tremendous fight because, like I said, putting a young man like Victor Morales in front of you on the co-main is putting a lot of pressure on you.
Almost definitely.
You know, look at this. He won.
Morales won the 56.
No, Lorenzo Caldera. Autographed 2-pound shirt here.
You know, Barry, I'm elated. You know, I got to tell you. You know, going out to dinner with Steve last night, now getting ready to see him make his return, has truly just got me stymied, bro. I got to tell you, you know, I've done MMA for most of my life. I got my start in boxing. I feel like I'm a young kid again.
There's a young man coming to get a Steve 2-pound Forbes shirt. He'll be happy to receive that. Nice piece of boxing memorabilia.
Almost definitely. I got to tell you, I'm not going to leave Portland, Oregon without getting my signed memorabilia. I didn't drive 3,900
right, here
miles
we go.
Or whatever the hell I drove to get here to leave empty-handed. You know, you look at the card that was put together tonight, would you compare it to something that you would see in the Las Vegas boxing scene?
Well, they have so many fights out that way that you just can throw anybody together. But to have a beautifully matched card and such professionalism out of it, it's absolutely amazing. They just announced their next show is August 3rd out here, Redemption 4. I think that'll be a tremendous, tremendous card.
All right, we're going to have a brief moment of silence because you know what? I don't want to hinder the return of 2-pound to the sweet science. You know, it's a hard knock life. You know, what do you think is going through the mind of Javaris Teague right now?
Well, you're getting ready to face one of the true legends in the sport of boxing. And this is definitely going to be Javaris' toughest opponent today right now.
You know, and speaking to Javaris Teague yesterday, you know, his mentality is there, his professionalism is there. You know, I gotta give this young man credit to step up against a former idea of the world champion.
And here comes Steve Ring Wall.
Oh, yeah, but you got to have the heart. I'm going to be quiet, and we're going to listen to the return of 2-pound.
Maybe
going to have a Nipsey Hussle aspect player thrown in here, so we're going to have this freestyle.
And you see Coach Jamie Huey over there. He's changed more outfits tonight than I've changed diapers.
I got to tell you, you know, Steve Forbes looks tremendous. You know, my thoughts on tonight's fight, man, you know, I think he looks like he has a special way to get sport at all.
Yeah, I think we need to let the fans talk here as they announce Tavares and Steve and get the fans' reaction.
You know, you got to give credit. Fatigue. You know, I for one would not want to step in the ring with 2 pounds Steve Forbes. You know, you look at his past record, you look at the ability that he possessed, truly a tremendous man, you know, in his walk. You know, I'm honored to know the world champion. And I gotta tell you, my hat's off to Tavares too for stepping up.
Yeah, absolutely. They're introducing Tavares right now, and then Steve, and I think the fans are going to go wild.
Oh, yeah. We're going to let the former IBF world champion have it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
He's ready to go. He looks good. He's got a good sweat going here. He's in there warming up. And you got Tavares here. He's looking confident. This is a big opportunity for this young.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just moments away from the 4.5-year return of Steve 2 Pound Forbes. And here we go.
There it is.
Steve. Keep those hands ready to be.
You notice the wily veteran tactics of Steve here. If you watch Steve, he's keeping him in a perfect position.
Even
sliding in, getting close to jabbing his way in on Steve.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you're exactly right. You know, looking at the mentality of Steve Forbes, laid back, relaxed, you know, not just throwing anything to throw anything, you can see the true magnitude of the professional in Steve Forbes.
Yeah, Steve's figuring it out. Steve keeps a steady pace.
Remember those two.
Works his way into the fight. So Teague's best shot is going to have to be early to try to catch Steve with something crazy.
You know, they're in the clinch now. You know, Steve with a right to the body.
Oh, beautiful inside right there. Steve's nice body work. Steve's going big shot. Hits nothing but gloves. Steve's always had tremendous defense. Here's a big right hand.
You know, Steve coming back with a couple punches of his own, and I got to tell you, you know, the defense of both right now is tremendous.
Absolutely. Nice jab. I think Teague's a little antsy being in there with Steve right now. Steve's looking to catch him with something.
Don't do it. Tippy toes. Keep it tight.
Steve gives you that nice shell of a defense where you think you see an opening and it's really not there. And he counters you with a nice shot.
Oh, yeah, the left of the body that he just threw is tremendous. You know, you got to give the magnitude of the relaxation of Steve Forbes coming back in after 4.5 years.
Waste of the energy.
Yeah, Teague, like I said, Teague's a durable guy. Steve's in here. He knows he's not going to break him and take him out right away. He's filling him out, seeing what the young man's got. And then I think he'll start applying pressure as the fight goes.
You know, Teague throws several punches, but he hits nothing but leather. You know, Forbes being the aggressor here, I got to tell you, it's been, like you said, you know, the veteran against the young man. That you know, I think it's going to take us deep into the rounds.
What's going to protect you?
Yeah, right now there's a lot of movement. Like I said, it's really filling out process. So we'll see. Like I said, they're antsy. Both guys, Steve hasn't been in the ring 4.5 years, but he still looks to be the more composed fighter. Like I said, Teague seems to be a little excited.
Use it.
Wouldn't you be a little antsy like Teague if you stepped into there with that such talent like Steve Ford?
Oh, absolutely. You're definitely going to be. But, you know, like I said, that's Steve's first real live round in 4.5 years. So, of course, he's not going to come full bore. He's got to fill this young man out. He's got to see where he's at. And then Steve will start exploiting him. Because he's, you know, like I said, Steve's a veteran. He knows he's seen it and done it all. So he's ready.
You know, I got to tell you, the aspect when Steve built this camp, you know, Jamie Huey, Molly McConnell, you know, we go back to that interview earlier. She told him, you know, make sure this is truly what you want. And I got to tell you, when he said yes, you know, I could see the determination in him tonight once he stepped into the ring. You know, he's sitting back, he's waiting for that moment. You know, the veteran aspect of him is truly showing and shining through, Barry.
Oh, absolutely. And here we go. Both guys just getting a sweat worked up here from that first round. Steve comes out setting on the jab. Steve jabbing his way inside. Like I said, he's giving up a few inches in height and reach. So of course, like I threw that, he's jabbing his way in and going to work off that jab.
Well, there's a little nice right by Teague, but you know, Forbes chasing him down.
Yeah, Steve, nice body shot by Steve. Steve's working the body. And that'll pay dividends in the later rounds. Like I said, this is a 7-round fight. Steve is landing nothing of really any significance. Steve's pretty much picked off and parried all the shots with his gloves. But it does look good for the crowd because Steve's being very active, even though he's not landing anything significant.
You know, looking at the former champion, he is so relaxed right now. He's got Teague in the corner. Caught him on the left. Yeah, left jab to the chin.
Look for the
Teague is backing up now. Earlier in the fight, he was coming forward. Now he's backing up.
Yeah, you can't let Steve take over ring generalship on you. And he is. He has since the beginning of this round. And like I said, that's something he's going to do. But a nice body shot by Steve there. He's tossing Steve Lance two big right hands over the top. Nice
left.
Not
going to
go away. Right there.
Yeah. You know, Teague's getting his composure the more we're in this fight. But he's still not landing anything. He's throwing a lot, but he's landing nothing.
Yeah, that was a nice combination by Teague, though. Most of it hitting leather. You know, I got to tell you, he's not so antsy now that we're into the second round.
Yeah, Steve hit him with a nice left hand earlier in this round, and that seems to have kind of backed Teague off a little bit from being the aggressor.
Get out of there.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, you look at the jab of Steve Forbes, it almost looks like he hasn't missed a day.
Nice left there. Steve's shoulder rolled in, got it, created space. Teague again. If you watch Teague, you've got to be a true boxing technician to truly appreciate what he brings to the ring. Teague's thrown punches, nice left to the body by Forbes. And you'll see Steve's picking him off and throwing counters off the shots he blocks right now. Beautiful boxing.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, it's a clinic right now for Forbes. You know, Teague's is throwing the veracity, but he's
hold
not it, landing in the other. The wily veteran in Forbes is truly
wait,
showing
that.
Now.
Leading like that. Leading too much. Wait,
yeah, you see, Steve always keeps his guard up high. Where
it's
he can
like,
still see
it,
what to throw.
Like,
nice left
light,
and right to the
tight.
Body.
That was a tremendous round. You know, I look at it, and I look at the beginning of the round, and Teague was, you know, bouncing around, trying to be the aggressor. Steve caught him on the left, like you said. He's still several jabs. He settled him down. After this round, what were your thoughts after the end of the round?
Yeah, Steve looks to be settling in. The shot, like I said, he hit him with the... it's close. We'll do it in the back. But, Steve's settling into this fight, and he's definitely, the shot that I was impressed with the most, he blocked the left for Teague and threw a left counter to the body off of that, and that was beautiful.
You know, now that we sit here, Forbes has come out. What are your thoughts? Do you think he's looked like a fighter that's been away from the sport for 4.5 years?
No, I think the first round he settled in. He got the nerves out. There wasn't a lot of action. The second round, I thought Forbes, you know, really took him to school with some beautiful boxing. Teague's showing a lot of movement right now.
Hey, keep cool, relax.
You know, the jab by Forbes is pretty stiff. You know, a nice little combination by Teague. So Steve comes right back with a combination of his own.
Yeah, like I said. Teague seems to be antsy. He's trying to move around, showing lots of movement. He's trying to see if Steve's in good condition. Steve's showing that he is. Steve's following him around.
You know, a little dirty boxing there by Teague. A little switch around, but, you know, Forbes handles it like a true veteran. Comes back with a right hook and a left jab.
Yeah, but sitting in the pocket with a shorter fighter is playing right into the hands of Steve. Steve hits him with a nice uppercut. Steve lands a jab. And he's trying to clinch him. And I think trying to put some body on
Steve. Give me the first one.
Steve's punching out.
Steve, there were two of them. Give me the first one.
Oh, nice left.
Yeah, you know, Teague seems to be clinching up Forbes. I think that last exchange kind of hurt him a little bit.
By Teague, though. All
right. Stay relaxed. Stay cool. Stay relaxed. Make him work for it.
Oh, you know, Teague's with a nice right jab.
Yeah, he's doing well here. Catches Steve with a nice right hand. Steve takes it well. Steve comes right back to get in the pocket again.
Keep it down. Keep it in your wing.
There's a nice left from Steve. Nice body work. Left and right to the body. Nice right hand. Steve's really working that right hand.
You know, Forbes has Teague backs in him now in the corner. You know, he's getting ready for an exchange, you know. And I got to tell you, you know, Steve is starting to look like he's being the aggressor in the crowd.
Yeah, he's not letting him. He's the only one punching here. Nice uppercut. He's inside. Like I said, they're fighting in a phone booth. And Teague's not offering much back. Nice left to the body by Steve and a right hand. Forbes is looking good here. Nice. Steve's frustrating very nicely. Steve is forcing the pace. And this is what a veteran does.
Oh, another beautiful uppercut.
Yeah, this is what a true vet does to one of these young guys. He thinks he's seeing an opening, and he's really seeing nothing. He's getting him to Steve's range, and Steve's nailing him, popping him.
You know, I got to tell you, I've got Forbes winning all rounds thus far, Barry. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I have him up 3-0 right now. The first round was close. That was because there wasn't a lot of action. The second, third round, Steve's really putting on a clinic and a boxing technique.
You know, listening, we're in the corner of Keats listening to them. You know, you can hear, you know, the thoughts of their trainers and management. And I got to tell you, you know, I think they're a little worried right now. You know, that you got a young fighter, Keats, and he's taken a lot of shots thus far in the fight.
Yeah, well, if you notice, Steve hasn't really went to the head a lot. He's working the body. He knows the young man was nervous. He was antsy getting in there with a guy like Steve. Steve's forcing the pace on him that he wants him to fight at. And we'll see if the young man can hold up.
Oh, I have to agree with you, Barry. You know, I think he's destroying the building from the foundation up.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, cool. Steve's putting some good body work. Got him in the corner right above us. Hit arm there with a nice body shot.
Yeah, secret one. Combo.
And
that combo.
Keith's corner's offering for the secret combo, which was Ford landing a 1-2 one. So I don't know how good of a secret combo that really was. But we're in this here. Keith with he's shown a lot of movement.
Keith's
frustrating him with good movement, tying him up, and then pushing off and landing shots on him. Where Teague is expecting the ref to get in there. He hasn't picked up on that yet. That's a veteran move by Steve Forbes.
Take it off.
Almost definitely. You know, Barry, and I also got to tell you, the footwork by Forbes is tremendous. You know, you wouldn't expect that in a 40-year-old veteran.
Oh, absolutely. Big right hand by Steve. He's tying him with a nice right hand.
Oh, a nice right uppercut by Forbes.
Steve's tying him up. Steve's tying him up left to the body. You know, this is, like I said, this fight right now is being fought at Steve Forbes' pace. He's got the youngster fighting at his pace. And this isn't boding well for Tavares Steve.
You know, Barry, I got to
tell
you, the uppercuts are landing more and more. You know, Steve is starting to go from the body and starting different angles. You know, if that uppercut continues, I don't see the fight continuing very much longer.
Oh, Steve's really setting down on these body shots there. And then he comes up to the head.
Steve, step back and give me one.
Steve takes a step back. Forbes giving him no room to work.
Yeah, Teague is wanting to clinch more and more as the round goes on. Steve with a nice right hook. You know, left and a right.
If you watch these shots, he's really slowing Tavares Teague down with beautiful body work. And Steve's just really wading in with the jab, putting his head down.
A beautiful left hook to the head, Barry. You know, I got to tell you what, Forbes is building up on the combinations now, and it's really taking Teague to her to the house.
Watch those hooks. Get out of there already.
Yeah, he's letting Steve, like I said, fight at his pace.
Step back and
give me one. Like I said, his best shot, I think, was early in the fight.
Step back, give me one. Give it to
and
him.
That's never good when your corner's yelling out your tire. So... Steve, like I said, he's a veteran of these. Seven rounds. Steve could do that in his sleep. So, if this youngster's tired here in the fourth, he's in for a long next few rounds.
You know, that last round was truly tremendous, you know, and although he's been, you know, out for 4.5 years, the methodical aspect of how he's taking the fatigue is tremendous. He slowly started, you know, tearing at the body. Now he's slowly moving up with the uppercuts and the left and the right hooks to the head, and they're landing more and more. You know, at this pace, I don't think Teach is going to make it another couple rounds.
Well, like I said, to come in knowing you're fighting Steve Forbes, get the fight in his hometown, in his backyard, of course you're going to be amped up. You're going to have some moments where you expel a ton of energy. And I think he did that in that second and third round. And Steve really pressed the pace. He's got the fight where he wants it. And right now, Steve's got to find a way to get the momentum shifted into his direction.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. You know, Forbes is controlling this fight in every aspect. You know, here we go again. Both fighters in the center of the ring. Forbes is the aggressor, chasing him down.
Nice jab. He just knocked sweat off fatigue into my eye. But that's fine.
You know, I got to tell you, the jab by Forbes is tremendous.
Yeah, Steve's always been known to work off the jab. He's a, like I said, he's a technician in the ring. He hits Steve when he shakes your head. He knows it hurts. Big right hand by Steve. Steve's moving.
Throw that weight. Throw that weight out there. Chin tight. Throw that weight.
Yep, throw that.
Throw that 1-1. Come on, give me that 1-1.
No, Forbes is blocking him down slowly but surely. He's getting him in the corner. Nice jab, and then right to the body with Forbes goes.
Yeah, he's definitely working. He's firing back shots, though, but again, you're fighting a smaller fighter in a close distance, which is taking your height completely away from you, which is what I said. Steve allows you to think there's an opening when there really isn't. And this youngster in his corner haven't really figured it out yet to fight from a distance.
Oh, you know, a nice time. I guess you would call it a up.
Hey, an up jab. Hit him with a nice up jab.
You make it worse when you give it. Get out of there. He keeps stepping in on you. Give him that up.
You know, to be away for 4.5 years and come back in here and throw at this, you know, this pace, it's got to be tremendous on Steve.
Oh, absolutely. And I think Steve is enjoying himself right now. He looks comfortable. Looks like he's watching some. He looks like he's watching WrestleMania right now. He's just full, calm, collected, composed.
Put that out there like that.
He's doing a phenomenal job of working his pace, and this youngster is making him. He's making this youngster do all the work, and he's really nice spin out.
He's making
the youngster. Fight at his pace. The youngster's on his bicycle. He's doing most of the work.
As
Steve's walking, one, two steps, and the Steve's letting him inside. Without
rest no more, T. Get out of there.
Oh, a nice exchange there by Steve Forbes. You know, I got to say, you know.
Yeah, all beautiful right hand, left counter by Forbes.
Get out of there,
T. And see, Steve uses that shoulder roll.
That up.
Like you mentioned earlier, like a James Toney.
That up.
But, you know, there's so that opening's there for a split second.
10 seconds,
and
baby.
Then it's gone.
10 seconds. Make it worth it. Get the point.
Oh, that was a nice left by Steve there by Forbes answers back.
Yeah, that right hand certainly got Steve's attention.
You know, Steve's is thoroughly exhausted. We're in the corner of Teague's right now. You know, you look over at Forbes, he looks like he can go another eight rounds. You know, what are your thoughts after this many rounds that we've been through thus far, Barry?
Yeah, well, as we're looking here, Teague looks like a fish out of water. His stomach sucking for air. He's taking a lot of body shots. Steve's over there taking deep breaths, looking very calm, cool, and relaxed. He's got Molly and Jamie Huey over there, Molly McConnell. And, you know, with a guy like Steve, you really, you know, you're just giving him advice on what you do. He knows what he's got to do. You're just keeping him focused, basically, at this point in time. His computer is already calculated. He can already tell where he wants his fight to go. And he is following where he wants.
Oh, I gotta agree with you. You know, it looks like Forbes is on autopilot. He's already pre-programmed and he's determined on what he's gonna do.
To remind you now, you know.
Yeah, he's got that mental Rolodex. He's seen things early in the fight. Right there, you see Steve throws a 1-2 combo, didn't land anything. He's really got his timing down. He's looking really good. Jabs
in.
Two hooks to the body.
Look it up. I tell you that. They'll be looking for it. Keep away from
it. I got to say, you know, oh, nice left hook by Forbes.
Timmy, go out.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not that he isn't landing a lot of shots. He's just landing one at a time, and then Forbes is in on him, working the box. And then he thinks they're going to be tied up, and he's fighting his way out like he's supposed to.
You know, Forbes being the aggressor in this fight, chasing Zeke down almost every round, you know, and I got to tell you, honestly, that is a tremendous aspect on the champion. You know, Forbes is going to the body, back to the head.
Stay out of there, Keith.
Yeah, Zeke's trying to, you know, land something big right now. But he's letting Steve into his range. Big right hand by Forbes. And Teague certainly felt that one. There was a slapping right hand by Steve.
In the clinch now.
But again, this whole fight I've been saying, why is Teague letting Steve in on the inside? I mean, he's getting ate up. He's letting Steve win that short overhand right. And Teague is just trying to throw one haymaker at a time and then move out.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Barry. You know, Teague just threw a nice right hook, but you know, you're not going to win this fight throwing one fight and running. You got to stand in there and bang against a wily veteran like Forbes.
Yeah, Forbes was a nice uppercut. He's landing nice shots at this point. He's been the aggressor. And like I said, Teague's got to stop Steve from coming in. Steve's not even jabbing at this point, and he's able to get on the inside. I don't know if that's Teague's conditioning or what. Big right hand by Steve. In the corner, the right over top of it. Nice body work by Steve. It was a big right hand by Teague, but it's nothing. He's eating a lot of short shots by Steve right now.
Come on, Teague, step back.
You know, Teague is connecting some shots, but, you know, I don't see anything that he's thrown thus far that can hurt Steve Ford.
Oh, hands up. Fight.
And that's where Steve will catch us in these exchanges. And he just did right there. And Steve got caught in an exchange. Steve's gassed. He's literally gassed. And Steve is certainly on his way to the victory here, unless something crazy happens.
You know, this fight thus far, you know, you sit back. You look at the 4.5 years that Forbes has been out of the sport. I honestly think, in my opinion, it doesn't look like it's missed a day, Barry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. Steve Corner is celebrating that he's made it 7 rounds with Steve Forbes, even though his fight has taken a tremendous pounding. He's taken a lot of sharp, short, precise punches, which breaks you down, which is what Steve does.
You know, you could truly see how much wear and tear has been put on Teague. He's truly sitting back in the corner. You could tell he's tired, that the body work of Forbes is truly tearing him down at this point.
Stay tight.
Absolutely. I think Steve's in survival mode. This is the last round. You can hear his corner screaming. This is his last shot. This is his last chance. You should empty the gas tank. You shouldn't be staying tight and running, trying to survive a decision.
Make it count. If you work, though, you'll be out for the stand.
No, and Forbes predominantly throwing a lot of his jab this round. And, you know, he's got him in the corner again right in front of us.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
Teague with the turn. He pounds the body a little bit. And that's where Steve's been doing his best work. Like I said, the short, crisp, precision shots, and those are definitely more effective than these arm punches being thrown by Teague at this point in the fight.
Oh, a nice left hook by Forbes.
I think that the big left in the second round, and then the block left counter to the body, really took a lot out of Teague. After that, Steve has really just dominated the fight from that point forward.
You know, I got to agree with you, Barry. You know, Forbes is chasing him down there in the corner again. Oh, nice right by Steve Forbes. Teague shakes his head like it didn't hurt him, but I believe it did, Barry.
Oh, absolutely. And Steve set that up where he, when Teague spun out a couple rounds ago, Steve realized that that right hand was going to be there, and he just did it again. He's got, like I said, he's got his timing. He's looking really, really good after a 4.5-year layoff, and I'm super impressed.
Teague's back.
Oh, you know,
down.
You and me both, brother. You know, and Teague's backing up now. And another
stay
nice
back.
Stiff jab by Forbes.
Yeah, Teague got him in the corner. Teague comes out. There's that right hand again after Steve puts Teague to the body.
You know, I tell you what, the jab of Forbes is becoming more prominent. Now he's got him in the corner again. You know, every time he gets close, Teague ties him up.
Yeah, and as you see, watch, there's a big right to Steve. Now watch Steve spin here. Boom, look at the head, the dip, and then he comes up with that left hook.
Keep it tucked.
Yeah, the head movement of Forbes is tremendous. You know, he's going against a competitor that is probably half of his age, and he's just tearing him down brick by brick.
Warming up right now.
Yeah, his corner's wanting him to warm up, but this is the last round.
Ooh, that was a nice combination by Forbes.
Yeah, work your head. Send that body, bust out, move. Bust out, move.
Yeah,
bust out, move.
Again, too short. And
they're both swinging leather at the end of the round.
Tremendous fight. It was 7-0 and 6-1. Only round he could have gave Teague was maybe the first, and that was due to lack of action. I think Steve clearly won this fight. So I expect a unanimous decision for Steve.
You know, I said it before, I'll say it again. You know, clearly he had the 4.5-year layoff, but it really wasn't prevalent in this fight. It really wasn't noticeable in this fight. You know, I tell you, I'm impressed by the return of Steve Forbes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this goes back to the Victor Morales fight. You have to have a game opponent, a kid that's in there to win, not a guy that's in there to survive. And Steve put on a clinic tonight. And tomorrow Steve will learn from this experience, because there's not many guys left in the game right now that have the skill set of a Steve Forbes.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we're in the corner of Teague. We actually are in the blue corner tonight because it was an ample opportunity space for us. And I tell you, you know, being able to hear the corner, you can hear the tone, the demeanor, you know, trying to get their fighter invigorated to catch him to the face of Steve Forbes. But he just wasn't able to capitalize tonight.
Absolutely. And like I said, when Steve caught him with his first real shot of the fight, that big left in the second, and then the big left hook to the body, that certainly changed the momentum. Teague, instead of going forward, started backing up, and he let Steve on the inside, and you just can't do that with a Steve Forbes and expect a win.
Excuse me there, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're going to go for a brief moment of silence as
they announced the winner.
Yeah, as they announced it, I got to tell you, I agree with you. I think I give Teague one round. I give Steve Forbes the rest of the round. Truly a tremendous return to the ring for Forbes. And I got to tell you, Christina's in the ring. You can see the enjoyment, the smile, the fantastic aspect of what it meant to her to have Steve step back into the ring.
Judging for the contest, 59-54, 67-56, and 58-55, quarter winner, I demand
there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Forbes is the winner after a 4.5-year layoff. The IBF world champion truly came back in style. You know, I got to tell you, the trip, the fights truly made it worth it, Barry.
I had a 69-64. Whoever had that 67-66 or 68-66 should be arrested.
Well, let's go and let's hear the words of Steve Forbes after 4.5 years.
Absolutely.
Jump in the ring after Steve Forbes gets his moment and has returned to the ring. We were just informed that because we're going to pick fight of the night, that they're going to bring us in there, but we don't want to take away from the champions aspect at this point.
Absolutely. It was a tremendous night. I appreciate everybody listening to us. And it was a hell of a night. Thank you, guys.
You know, from Finished MMA, the Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire and Barry Frost, you know, it's been a tremendous night. God bless you and good night.